Australia is in the midst of a serious housing crisis. Some are calling it the mother of all corrections. It's shaping up to be the largest price correction in 40 years. House prices are falling while rental prices are skyrocketing. An internal research survey conducted by the Salvation Army found that 26% of Australians were personally concerned about being homeless or losing their home within the next 12 months. Lots of people are hurting and trying to make sense of this complex financial crisis. Here's a few headlines based on a 5-minute Google search. First of all, new home builds fall 27% short of target. Airbnb explosion triggers rental crisis. Housing tax breaks fuel housing crisis. Red tape strangling efforts to tackle housing crisis. Australia's housing crisis deepens as immigration outstrips new home completion by 3-1. Huge tradie salaries fuel housing crisis. Is boomer downsizing creating the next housing crisis? Gen Z is giving up on home ownership. Government policies worsen Australia's housing crisis. Housing crisis explained in 7 charts. 8 causes of the housing crisis. Australia's housing crisis in 10 graphs. Here at The Trumpet, we don't focus exclusively on the effects. We want to tackle the underlying spiritual cause. And that cause is broken spiritual law. Most people in Australia scoff at God and take light the words of the Bible. But our national faithlessness doesn't change the fact that God promised to bless us for obedience and curse us for disobedience. And he will not break his word. But that brings us to another problem. If we don't believe in God or the veracity of his law, we'll try to find our own way out of this mess. For instance, here's another quick Google search. 9 ways to fix Australia's housing crisis. There's no single solution to the housing crisis. Quick fixes and long-term solutions to Australia's skyrocketing rental prices. How a cap on rental prices could work. Tradies' cheap and easy solution to Aussie housing problem. Productivity Commission calls for 3-story homes to fix housing crisis. Australia needs a big build of public housing. Building up or out are the solutions to Australia's housing crisis. Sydney clubs could unlock thousands of new homes on surplus land to fix the housing crisis. These solutions might treat the effect, but they cannot deal with the cause. If we as a nation are rejecting God's way of life, no amount of new homes will prevent God from implementing curses designed to bring us to repentance. God doesn't want to see us suffer. In fact, he inspired John to write, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health." That's 3 John 2. But God wants us to do it his way. That is the only way that works. So whether we keep the law or we break it, there are consequences. You can find some of them in Deuteronomy 28. Specific blessings for obedience, specific curses for disobedience. And among those curses, God says, "Cursed shalt thou be in the city." That's in verse 16. But read the chapter from start to finish. God is very specific in his methods of bringing us to repent and live his way of life. In our modern materialistic world, few see repentance as a step to averting national catastrophe or for avoiding personal financial ruin. Greed, lust, materialism, idolatry, these are sins. And no economist, builder, or politician can forgive sin. Only God can. Perhaps you feel swept along in the current crisis, the victim of government policy. That might be true, but how well do you or I keep the law? Because if we want prosperity, that must start with repentance and a wholehearted return to the law of God. To get to know that law, consider starting with Herbert Armstrong's article, "How Your Financial Future is Determined." We reprinted that article in the July 2011 issue of our free monthly magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Be sure to subscribe to that as well. And a link for the article and the magazine will be provided in the show notes below. You can prosper during this mother of all corrections. It starts with obedience to God the Father.